What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? It's been a minute. It's always been a minute. All right, y'all. So, you know, trying to be more consistent, always. That's always the goal. Does it happen? Who knows? I don't even have a time when I release these things at this point. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate you guys listening when you do. I really do. I'm not even joking. Like, I appreciate the support. But anyway, you already know what it is, man. Your host with the most, Radical Jizzak. I don't ever talk about movies anymore. That's what everybody says. You never talk about movies. You don't talk about movies. It's supposed to be a podcast about everything, but I started it off with movies. You know what I'm saying? I think my second episode, I did like a whole Oscars recap and all that good stuff, man. So, you know what I'm saying? What I'm going to do today is talk about some movies. I actually have my uncle on here with me, and we're both talking about movies. We're talking about the art of sequels, all that good stuff, man. It was a pretty good conversation. I started recording it late because I didn't know the conversation was going to go that way. So, yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we dive into it. We talk about some sequels. We talk about Marvel, the state of Marvel, some of the wokeness that's going on, you know, all that good stuff. But, yeah, man, just having a good old conversation about movies. Movies, because you guys be complaining, but you already know what it is, man. Gotta drop some music. You know what it is. Classic Linkin Park. Yeah, man, beneath my skin, you know what I'm saying? Some of the only good part, but yeah. So look, straight up and down, bro. I want to record. I want to put out content all the time, okay? And if you check me out, I'm also on Two Gun and Digga's Troublemakers podcast. Follow me at Jack This Tweet on Twitter. But I'm gonna start posting. I'm on Twitter, y'all. I've deleted everything else. I'm only on Twitter. Obviously on my Facebook, you know what I'm saying? The stuff that I post from Anchor, it automatically goes to my Facebook. So the links are always gonna be there for the Anchor. But you know what I'm saying? Catch me on Spotify. I'm putting questions on Spotify. What you wanna hear, let me know. I'm trying to record more often. I'm literally working right now. Like, I'm working right now as I'm recording. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to squeeze in the time because at this point, it's like, I'm just busy, man. I want to get back in the gym and I can't even do that. You know what I'm saying? Try to diet. You know? I work 6 to 2:30, right? And everybody's like, oh, yeah, you got from 2:30 to blah, blah. I wake up every day at 4:30 a.m., so that means I gotta be in bed by 9 if I don't want to be a zombie. So, you know what I'm saying? Then I gotta go to a chiropractor as soon as I get off work. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole hour. So, let's say, you know, 3:30. You know what I mean? Get off 2:30. 3:30, I'm free. Maybe 3:40. Right? Right? Cool. But then you also got to have social time, right? So you want to play your game. So I'll be playing my Xbox, right? Right? Then I got to go pick up Journey, you know? And then when I pick her up, that's pretty much the end of my day right there. There's no more productivity going on because now I'm dead. So, you know, it's hard, man. It's hard. But
I will say, I am in the best mood I've been in so long. I'm just so happy
and just full of energy. It's crazy, man. Hold on. Yeah, but yeah, man, I'm in a good place, good energy, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, it's all about movies today. This is a full out movie episode, and I mean, we talk, like I said, Star Wars, MCU, Disney's culture as a whole. I really was going to record this episode by myself, and I was just going to title it The Art of Sequels. Because, like, there is a literal art to making a sequel. You know what I'm saying? And we talk about it a little bit. And I still might do my own. I might do a whole episode on it. I don't know yet. I'm definitely trying to get more content out, though. But enjoy the show. Thank you guys for coming. I'm going to do this more often. I'm going to squeeze in some time. I'm going to try to really figure this thing out, man. I'm trying. No matter what, when you hear this, you just gotta bob your head. If I know anything solid about my episode, my intro track is hard.
Iron Man 1 is probably still the best one out of the Iron Man series. I like
Well, 2. Yeah, because Iron Man 3 is terrible.
So. Yeah, Iron Man 3 is just awful. And Thor 2, a lot of people didn't like Thor 2. I happen to like Thor 2.
I have to watch that again. Every time I watch it, I fall asleep in different parts. So I've never actually watched it from start to finish and stayed awake on it.
But I will say Ragnarok is probably the best of the Thor movies.
Yeah, you know, easily.
But and I don't know what this new one's gonna be about.
I'm not here. I'm not excited for it. I'm gonna see it, but I'm not excited for it.
And it just seems like everything after Endgame is just like
garbage,
a bunch of nothingness. Like
there is no. Even if it's not garbage,
they keep
saying it's leading up to something. Like, what do we lead up to? Is it Secret Wars? Are we leading up to? Because that's what they keep saying. We're gonna lead up to. You know, Kevin Feige just came out and said, what, I think he said, like, after Thor or something, we'll learn what everything's about. Or he's about to come out with a conference and tell everybody what's coming next or something. I don't know.
Kang the Conqueror that they're leading up to. That's what I'm thinking.
But then I thought he died in, what's it called? In
Loki.
Well,
remember he said there was, like, variants of him, and he's keeping it straight. And so when he died, it'll be another variant that comes, you know.
Yeah,
and take them. So
I guess I just yeah. It's just, I'm glad that like we got the first 12 years out the way and they were awesome. And at this point, I don't even care what happens now. I don't look forward to the movies anymore. Doctor Strange wasn't bad, but
I'll find out tomorrow.
Oh, you still haven't seen it?
Mm-mm.
You're going to the movies to see it, or is it just coming out on?
It'll be on Disney Plus tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I've seen it like 3 times in theaters. Not on purpose, but yeah. But it's not bad. After seeing it 3 times and being able to like really look into it and see if there's really like any crazy plot holes or anything, like obviously there's the little stupid stuff that anybody can come up with, but you know, nothing too bad.
Yeah, there's no perfect movie. You know. But like I agree, like the sequel thing has gotten pretty trash. Like, there is rarely a good sequel that comes out. Did you ever see Pacific Rim?
Yes, the sequel is dog.
The water. Sequel.
I fell asleep in the theater.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even watch it in the theater because I didn't want to take a chance. But when I did see it, I think I fell asleep on it too. I saw the movie and don't remember what it was about. Like, that rarely happens to me. Like, I watch a movie and don't remember anything.
Yeah, I think
it.
The second one had Idris Elba in it or something. That's the only thing I remember.
No, the first one had Idris Elba.
Oh, the second one had somebody in it.
It had John Boyega, the guy that
was Finn. Yeah, there we go. Finn was in it. Yeah. I'm like, man, somebody was in there.
But yeah, man, like, that movie was trash.
Yeah, that was garbage. I mean, everything is pretty. There's a Titanic 2. That's retarded. But the best sequel to me is always going to be Terminator 2.
And yes, then, that is like the greatest sequel. And really, no Terminator exists after that one. All of them are trash after
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Like, every Terminator single 2, Terminator after that movie is trash, except for maybe Salvation.
I don't know
if you saw
Salvation. I don't like Salvation. I've seen them all. I didn't like Salvation. I seen it when I was a little kid or when it first came out. I don't even know how old I was. I think I was still like 15 or something. But, I mean, it was cool for what it was supposed to be because it was supposed to be like in the future and, you know, whatever. But, I mean, overall, like, they could have just left it at T2 and we would have been cool. But every movie after that, what was it? Let me see. So you got Salvation and you got Terminator 3, which I didn't mind because, again, I was a kid. So, you know, it was like, all right, Arnold Schwarzenegger's back. And, you know, but do I want to watch that movie ever again? No. But, and that movie even, you know, they tried to do the whole female character, which that was way before woke anything. So it was cool. Like, it's just trying to do a female. That made sense. They're just trying to introduce that. But, you know, Terminator Genesis, that was super trash. John Connor was the bad guy. That's stupid. And then, what is this last one called? Dark Fate?
That was
woke. They made sure that John Connor died.
They told the whole story, made it about a girl.
That's terrible. That is being woke. And that is not one. Yeah, that one I didn't like.
That whole Genesis one is just dumb because, like, you can't tell people that they're supposed to have sex and have a child. Like, it just throws stuff. Like, you just naturally just playing with the timeline, like, it would throw things off. What if they, because they had it too early, what if it was a different egg, different sperm, and it's a girl or something? You know what I'm saying? Like, it, you just can't tell people they're supposed to have sex and have this kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because then that's, and I think they're, you know, and then people would be like, well, they did it in the first one. It's like the first one, they literally didn't plan it. He told her, you're the mother of John Connor. That's all he told her. She fell in love with him. Mm-hmm. It was never said that Kyle Reese is the daddy. Like,
exactly.
He might have knew that, but he didn't say it. So that's totally different. And then let's see what else. There's, you said trilogies. I'm trying to. Well, obviously, Captain America. That's a great trilogy.
That's like the one of the best sequels out.
Yeah.
Well, not out, but one of the best sequels in recent memory is Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
I'll stand by. I die on that hill.
I still think, like, Winter Soldier is the best Marvel movie.
My favorite Marvel movie.
I think it's the best one. It's grounded. It's a street level character doing street level things. You know, like, it wasn't the fate of the world. It was just one ship, really. That's what we were really trying to fix. One ship messing up a little piece of the city. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I liked it. It was grounded, but it wasn't boring. And it was really a spy movie. Like, they really utilized the whole spy thing. So I thought it was dope.
And even the whole build up with him and Winter Soldier, like that first fight when they go out
in the street. Yeah, that's my favorite fight scene. Dropping a knife, then really doing a hand to hand. That was awesome. That was an amazing fight scene.
Yeah, it was.
And it really, you felt the impact of it. You didn't know. You were like, oh, Cap might get beat up. He might get beat up. That was, and you even felt for Black Widow. Like, ooh, is she gonna get shot? You didn't really know. But a movie franchise that is overrated to me, and I don't care what anybody says, the Dark Knight trilogy is trash. The only reason we like it is because of Dark Knight. But that whole Nolan trilogy is really boring.
He made Batman like 100% realistic. Like, they took the supernatural out of the comic book movie. Because, like, with the whole Ra's al Ghul thing, they took, like, the Lazarus Pit. None of that existed. So there was no supernatural. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of, like, changed the story. So with the Ra's al Ghul thing, I didn't like how they did that. Even though, like I said, for in a vacuum, the movie's good. The trilogy is good for what it is. But like you said, we do love it because of
Heath Ledger,
you know, the sequel. And I mean, to be honest, if you're talking about lines of sequels, that is a great sequel.
Yeah, it's a fantastic sequel, but it's a sequel that surpasses the first movie. You know, like,
but isn't that what the sequel is supposed to do?
Yes, technically, yes, it is. It just doesn't happen. Toy Story,
like, if it's not better than the first one, like,
You know, that's even with Toy Story. Toy Story is a kid movie, but that is a fantastic trilogy. Toy Story 4, whatever.
I didn't like Toy Story 2. Everybody talk. I didn't like Toy Story 2. Toy Story 3.
When's the last time you watched it though?
I haven't watched it in a while. I've seen that one the least.
Yeah, I like Toy Story 2. I didn't like it at first. When I first watched it, I did not like it. But then the more I watch, I'm like, man, this is actually a great movie. Because it does what a sequel is supposed to. It expands the universe. It gave us more characters. It gave us it literally expanded the universe because we left Andy's room. And then on top of that, you got a backstory for Woody, you know, and then the wonder. It made you like, oh, I don't know what's gonna happen. Is Woody gonna make it on that plane? You know, like, it was, I think it was a great movie. And Toy Story 3 is fire. I love it.
Yeah, Toy Story 3 is my favorite one.
Lotso being a bad guy, like, that's a great movie.
Lotso Ken.
I'm a hugger. Like, yeah, Lotso, man, he played them. And even Toy Story 3, it still expanded the universe. Now we're in a daycare. You know, now we're meeting new toys. Toys that have had to deal with the real world. They don't have the best friend ownership. They just know little kids come in here and terrorize. So, yeah, the Toy Story movies are all good. Even Toy Story 4, I don't like it personally, but it still does what a sequel is supposed to do. It expands the universe, expands the story, gives you something new. None of the Toy Story movies are the same. Every single one is different. They don't follow any of the same storylines, and I think that's what makes them so good.
I think the funniest part of Toy Story 4 was with Key and Peele when they scared that lady.
And they just jumped on that lady's face.
Yeah, that was funny.
I like that. I liked Forky being trash. I'm trash. And I like the fact that he just, you know, he didn't care when he jumped out the window. Like, that man.
And I think there was a lot of overhype about Forky being transgender, but I didn't get that. Maybe it was really, really, really subtle and I just missed it, but I didn't get the transgender thing for Forky.
Yeah, I've never even heard that.
Yeah, that was like going around about, you know, that.
That's just people being weird. I'm not even gonna, yeah, no. Speaking of terrible sequels, Deadpool 2. It's a pretty bad sequel.
Yeah, it's not. It didn't live up to the first one. It's kind of like, to me, like South Park.
What, the movie?
Watching Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, just kind of like, all right, I got it. It almost killed it for me. Like, I don't know. It was something about the beeps just made it more like, you funny. Know, yeah, like,
it does make it more funny because you're,
you know,
you're
not supposed to have this, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so when they took the veil off for the movie, I think that's when I stopped watching South Park. Like, it was just, the magic was gone for me at that point. You know, and I wasn't trying to be like some sort of prude or something when it comes to cuss words. I just felt like, you know, it was more funny with the beeps, like, you know, because you didn't get it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like something is behind the curtain. And then they just took it off and went all out for the movie. Like, I actually fell asleep. When I saw that in the movie theater, I fell asleep toward the end of it.
No, you know? That makes sense because it's too long. It just runs too long. You know, like, some of those movies, they're just, I mean, some of those shows, like you said, even the Simpsons movie, it's not that great. You know, it's just like, it's just an overextended piece. And with some movies, you can just tell that they kind of ran out of ideas or they're trying to rush to the end. So it gets really boring in that third act. You know, and it's just, I'm trying to think of another movie that's like that where it's like really hard to stay awake on.
Well, I guess it's not really a sequel. It's not really the number two sequel, but Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 is boring.
Yeah, that's just a travel movie. Really, it's just Lord of the Rings. They're just walking and moving the whole time. Nothing really happens.
Oh, you brought up Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers.
Yeah, I mean,
Return of the King is awesome, But Two Towers is a good sequel.
Yeah, it is. It's the best one out of the three. That war, yeah, that was good. I think, yeah, the first Lord of the Rings, I fell asleep on. And the second one I watched when you moved to Georgia. I think I took your DVD and watched it in my room because I didn't want to watch the first one. And I kept hearing about the Two Towers being super good. But yeah, that war and all that stuff, that was super cool.
Yeah, the Two Towers was great.
And then I didn't watch The Hobbits, any of those.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of them either.
I'm not a super Lord of the Ring guy, so it just never was a thing for me. I knew that they were cool. It's like, I've never seen Return of the King. Started to watch
it. You never saw Return of the King?
I started to watch it.
No. Oh, bruh. Like, you got to watch. You got to finish the series.
Yeah, I just didn't care. Just like, oh, okay. Like, I don't. It's Lord of the Rings, whatever. It's good. I know it's a good series, but I'm just, I don't know. Some fantasy is cool, but I've never been a big fan of that medieval times type of thing. I think Game of Thrones is really the first time where I really liked it. And the only reason I liked it, to be honest, is because there's a dragon. And I know there's a dragon in Lord of the Rings too, but like in Game of Thrones, the real reason that I even stuck it out is because I knew that there was going to be dragons. I was like, yeah, I want to see dragons. That's why I like Dragonheart.
It was all the plot twists and turns and people being killed, like honorable people dying. Like, you know, what made me push through, like I said, I forced myself to go through the first season. But when I saw Ned Stark die in that last episode, like, this man is innocent and this little monster just killed him. Like, oh, man, what is that going to do to the family?
Yeah, it really brought you in. It starts off so boring. It took me 3 years to watch the first three episodes of Game of Thrones, and then it was just...
No, I was the same way, man. I started watching Game of Thrones like 4 or 5 times before I just stuck it through. But it became like an office phenomenon. Everybody at work was talking about it. So I was like, man, I got to just go ahead and stick to it.
So that last season is when I started watching it, and then everybody was mad, and I just remember everybody, Arya Stark, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, man, what? Everybody's so hype about this, and I just decided to really stick to it.
That's Arya's favorite character, Arya.
Yeah.
I'm a Jon Snow guy. I just don't like the way they did him at the end. You know, I do like Arya, but that's not my favorite character.
My friend Evan, he had a pretty good take on Game of Thrones, too. He just wanted them to extend the seasons. Like, he's like, he doesn't feel like Game of Thrones ended bad. He just says it was rushed. And I agree. I don't think it was a bad ending.
The last two or three seasons.
Because we knew, technically, you already understand, you know that Daenerys is a retard. Like, the signs are there. The subtle signs are there in her character that she has the ability to be completely crazy. But that last season, it's just like they went from, okay, maybe she's being a little, whoa, like she's burning people alive. Okay. And then all of a sudden, nope, flip the switch. She's evil. Burn the whole city. She's just mad. Like, whoa. Wait a minute.
Like, I'm fine with people going crazy, but you have to make it believable.
Yeah.
There has to be something that really
was not, because she literally agreed to the plan. Everything went fine, and then as soon as she got in the city, she was just like, well, let's burn this down. I'm gone.
And that was my main problem with Revenge of the Sith. Even though I like Revenge of the Sith, I didn't buy Anakin's fall to the dark side. It just wasn't believable enough
for me. I mean, I think it was believable. That was rushed too, because it was one movie. But I do think that it wasn't. I don't think it was too easy, because in Attack of the Clones, he's even kind of hezzy. You know, he's very hesitant in Attack of the Clones. He's very prideful and all that kind of stuff. Like, he has the.
Well, he killed those sand people.
Yeah, he has the. The signs of, you know. I mean, you know what though? You're probably right, because we go into the prequels knowing who Darth Vader is, so we know he's gonna become Darth Vader. So it's easier to be like, oh yeah, his fall to the dark side made sense. But if you look at it like we just never knew, and he's just Anakin Skywalker, then yeah, you're right. He falls kind of easy.
Yeah, it was like, it wasn't
Mace
enough.
Windu, you know, he just, yeah, he doesn't even, he turns on Mace Windu out of nowhere. Yeah, if you try to think of it like, I don't know who Darth Vader is, and you just look at it that way, then yeah. Like, why would you do Mace Windu like that? You know, you talked to Palpatine, what, maybe twice? And all of a sudden it's like, I rock with this guy. On top of all that, I'm still mad that he let Padme die.
That's his whole purpose was to save her and then fail.
Yeah, like, she said, you're breaking my heart. And he's just over there like, yeah, grr. Like, you're supposed to, like, if you see her being sad and Obi-Wan is sitting there talking to you, that's the only thing I don't like. It doesn't make sense because he loves Padme more than he hates everybody else. So as soon as she started, like, crying and all that stuff, he should have easily been like, okay, hold up. Let me see what she's doing. Let me see what's going on with her. Obi-Wan coming out and pissing him off and all that stuff doesn't matter because I care about Padme. So all that fighting and stuff, he wouldn't even have to embrace it because it's not like Obi-Wan's going to draw a lightsaber on him. So that I don't like. But, I mean, the story has to move on because we already have these other ones, so...
But yeah. Then at that point, what was going to happen? Like, what was going to happen? Like, Obi-Wan couldn't just take him to jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was no point, you know, the point of no return. Like, Obi-Wan was going to try to... I think Obi-Wan would have gone and try to kill him, you know, either way. Because I don't... Like, what were you going to do? He already killed them people. He already killed the people on the little lava planet. I forget the name of it. He already killed the younglings. Like, he already bought in.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That is like, true. You know, what was Obi-Wan going to do? You know, take him to what jail? The Emperor's Order 66 has already been called. You know what I'm saying? Like, where is he taking Anakin?
Nah, that's true, too. I just, you know, there's a lot of ways that you can take movies and twist them around, but I don't know. I think the sequel trilogy is what really makes the prequels not that bad, because The Force Awakens was great, and then The Last Jedi, I've had mixed feelings about it these last couple of months. The Last Jedi might not be as terrible as we thought it was. It's
terrible.
I think if you rewrite it a little bit, then you can fix it. Like, for instance, Finn should have never fought the head of the stormtroopers in that movie.
Finn shouldn't have fought.
No, Finn should have fought.
He shouldn't have fought Kylo Ren. And how is Kylo Ren supposed to be this Sith, and you struggling with somebody who don't have Force powers?
You talking about in the first one?
Yeah.
Well, he got beat up though. Finn was about to die. So I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with The Force Awakens at all. I think that movie alone is cool. I just think
Force Awakens is cool.
I just feel like where you start messing up is the last two, because The Last Jedi, that could have been fine. You take away Finn fighting the thing, that way his story still has time to develop. He fights her on the last movie, and then, you know, the whole Rey thing. I don't know why they did this, you know, making her Emperor Palpatine's granddaughter. That was stupid. Like, just either leave her as a nobody or make her Luke's daughter and call it a day. That's it.
Or she could have even been Obi-Wan's daughter.
Or that. And then she could still end up with Kylo Ren. They could still be together. Also, at the end, at the Last Jedi, I mean, the Return of Skywalker, whatever it's called. What is it called?
Rise of Skywalker.
There we go, Rise of Skywalker. When they do that movie,
I've only seen that one time.
Yeah, they should have killed Rey. Because if you want to tie in Star Wars is about the Skywalker family. From day one to the end, it's about the Skywalkers. The Skywalkers are supposed to be... Anakin Skywalker was supposed to end darkness.
And so, he did.
Yeah, he did, technically, because he had babies and all that stuff. But if you move
he's the one that killed the Emperor.
Oh, well, yeah, he did. But if you if you move it all the way to the Rey times, if you want it to still be Rise of Skywalker, then let Rey die from Palpatine, and then let Kylo Ren take up the good guy role and avenge Rey, kill Palpatine, and the Knights of Ren, You know, you can have Rey and him fight them and all that stuff, but you kill Rey. Because if you kill Rey, then Kylo Ren's character actually grows up. Kylo Ren has went evil. He's killed his dad. His mom is dead. You know what I'm saying? He has to, I want to say he talks to Leia again, right? Like, in that, yeah. He talks to Leia after, wait, does he talk to Leia or does he talk to Han? Whatever. He talks to somebody after him and Rey fight. And then he becomes a good guy. So if you want his character arc to make full circle, then you kill Rey, you leave Kylo Ren alive, and then it's literally Rise of Skywalker. Because now Kylo Ren, not only is he rising up to be the good guy and he killed Palpatine, but now he has to start the Jedi schooling and all that stuff again with the thought that he is the one that killed everybody. He ended all the Jedi. So his character arc fully develops into the full circle where it's like, man, I ended everything that was supposed to go. And then I ended up redeeming myself. And now I'm going to show everybody the light and I will be the light and teach all these new Jedi and basically, you know, save the universe and bring the Jedi back to prominence. That would have been a fantastic ending. It literally is in the name Rise of Skywalker. He's a Skywalker. He's risen. You know, and it's just, it brings it full circle. It's still Darth Vader's kin, and that what makes it work. But, you know, Rey's a Mary Sue, and I definitely think the woke culture had to do with that, and, you know, the woke people had to, you know, we made Rey, and also, why does Rey not have a dual lightsaber? She starts the movie off with a staff. So, why not give the girl who knows how to use a staff the dual lightsaber? And then they show the evil Rey and it's like, well, here's dual lightsabers. But nah, we're dead that idea. Like, there's so much that could have been done with that whole series. I just think we need to fire the writers in Hollywood and just bring in regular people to care about source material. I feel like that's something Eric July would say. Like, just bring in people that care. Because this is crazy.
That's not going to happen until you get enough people bucking the system and just telling stories without any kind of woke plots. Like, I go back to Sonic the Hedgehog 2. The most woke thing is the interracial couple. You know what I'm saying? They're pushing a lot of that, especially black people. They're pushing a lot of interracial couples. Yeah. Like, they want us to breed out or something. That's the only thing. But that's true.
But that's also a great sequel, too. That's a sequel that's actually better than the first movie.
Yeah, that one is good. But we need more movies where you're just telling a story and not pushing an agenda. Just tell the story. And if your story happens across one of those lines and it's part of the story and it like makes sense, then nobody's going to care. And that's the bottom line, man. If they just get, I haven't seen Top Gun. They say in Top Gun is just a straight movie with no woke stuff in there.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be. Because even one of the dudes that I follow, he said all it is a bunch of narcissistic men who just care about being tough guys and airplanes. And to me, that sounds like Top Gun. That sounds like a great movie. He was complaining about it. You know, like, that's not cool. That's exactly what Top Gun's supposed to be. A bunch of men being brolic men who fly airplanes and shoot. Like, that's what it's supposed to be. I don't want Top Gun, the woke version, where we get in touch with our sensitive sides and there's some kind of blackness in there. And, you know, we got to make sure that the black guy feels like, hey, bro, we're getting more black people into the Top Gun program. And
getting some women, too.
Yeah, and Miles Turner is training is his girlfriend. He finds her. You know, her dad's a crop duster pilot, and she can fly planes better than everybody in Top Gun. Like, those are the kind of things that I look for in movies now. Like, that's where we're going. That kind of random stuff, where it's always, what's that dude that you like? Nerdrotic. What did he call her? Marvel's Katie. That's that's what I think of when I see any Mary Sue in movies now. Marvel's Katie. It's just a random girl who is better than everybody. Mulan, godly. Mulan They just take everything away from her. She's no longer weak. She goes in there. She's overpowering the instructor and all the other guys. She's the best fighter there is. You know.
You talking about the live action movie?
Yes, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Like, she just goes in there beating up everybody.
But they always talk about, like, in Shang-Chi, how's the sister? She wasn't allowed to train.
Same thing.
She wasn't allowed to train. She trained herself, and now she's better than everybody.
She trained herself. So she was beating up on boards, and I guess she was just throwing herself into the wall or something, because he had people hitting him with sticks. So how is she durable and able to fight like him if she's doing all by herself? It's just silly. I would have respected that storyline more if it turned out that the mom was training her on the side and we didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
They could have threw a one line in there when they got back to the island with all their people, and her mom could have easily just, "I see that our training paid off." Boom! Yeah. That fixes all of
they,
that.
They did it with Dragon Ball Z. Chi Chi sent train Goten while Goku was dead.
Makes sense. He was training
Goten.
Like, it's very easy to fix plot holes with throwaway lines like that, and then nobody can complain like, "Well, this doesn't make sense," or "It's woke," you know. And even with Buzz Lightyear, they do have that she is a lesbian. They don't say it flat out. What they do is just a simple, "Hey, I got engaged." "Oh, okay, who'd you get engaged to?" "Oh, well, she's a, what's it called?" That's the gay. That's the gay. She's a blah, blah, blah. We don't see her girlfriend on screen. We don't see them interact. It's just a throwaway line because they got to make sure that they, you know, they gotta toggle that audience and make sure that they know that we support them. We're here.
Yeah, they gotta check a box.
You want to hear something funny though, Sean? She's gay, but she's pregnant. She's gay, but she's pregnant. So when
that's
Buzz
typically how it goes.
When Buzz come back, she got a belly. It's like, wait a minute, where you get pregnant from? Who impregnated this lady? That's what I want to know. So,
and so from what I'm hearing is this story is supposed to be what the toy is based off of.
Right. This is the cool movie that Andy saw.
Almost like a prequel, right?
Yeah.
Alright. And so this movie is why Andy's in love with Buzz Lightyear.
Correct.
I get. Okay.
Which, me watching it was cool. The only thing I don't like, well, I mean, I don't think you care anyway, but the only thing I don't like is they changed Zurg. You know, Zurg isn't his dad. It's Buzz.
It's Buzz like what, a clone?
It's from the future.
No, that's terrible.
It's the only thing in the movie that I can really nitpick. You know, it's just like, wait a minute, what? But overall, the movie, the story is cool. You know, Buzz Lightyear goes out here, he finds his little cronies, he learns how to be a team player because he's so used to just being that guy, you know. And obviously his partner is dope too, but she's a higher ranking officer than him, so she doesn't really have to be in the field like that. And, you know, he just kind of goes off to be by himself, and then he learns how to be a team player once he has to make a new team. And that's how we get, you know, the Buzz Lightyear of old, or I guess of new. But then, and then they have, like, cool little throwaway lines from the first movie. You know, there seems to be no intelligent life anywhere and all that stuff. So, it's pretty dope. I don't think the movie was bad at all. I've seen people bash it and say, oh, well, they could have did this, or I wish that they would have explored the universe more. But I mean, I don't think that's really that big of a deal. I think the movie tells a story, and the story is solid. You know, they changed one thing about Zurg, and outside of that, I don't see a problem with it. And then but Jurassic World, you didn't see that, did you?
No, Ariel was talking about going to see it. I said everybody that I've heard talk about that movie say it was trash.
It's super trash. It hurts my feelings how trash it is, because I was really excited just to watch Jurassic Park. I love the Jurassic Park movie, so I'm
the
here.
The one before it was trash, though, so I don't know why everybody's surprised.
Because they had a great... Because the thing for me was, the one before was trash, but they set up such a great plot that you really couldn't even fumble this movie. The movie was set.
Actually, let me tell you how bad the last Jurassic Park movie was. It was so bad that I watched it again and didn't even remember I had watched it before until I got to the part that was trash. That's how bad that movie was. I've seen this trash before. Why am I watching this?
You saw the part where you realized the girl was a clone. That's when it got trash, huh? And even in the third movie, they explained the clone a lot better, so she's not dinosaur. That was the part that pissed me off. It was over here. She's got dinosaur in her. Well, where's her green skin and her scales? Like, she can't just be human. But in the last one, they fixed that. But what my problem is, you have an abundance of material. Like, this could be the greatest movie ever. It really could have been the greatest disaster movie / dinosaur movie ever. They had all the old people back in. They had the budget. Why not give me a movie where pterodactyls are terrorizing airplanes, fighter jets? Mankind is in fighter jets trying to figure out how to shoot these things down. You got T-Rex tearing up people at the gas station. People going grocery shopping, getting ganged up on by velociraptors. Like, this should have been a horror movie. That's what it should have been. It should have been a horror movie where we're trying to figure out how do we get the dinosaurs under control again.
It's a money grab, man. That's why they put all them people in there.
And it's like they knew exactly what they could have did with it. Because if you see the little online teaser, it shows the T-Rex going into the movie theater. Like, they know we could have did this. But instead, it is another cookie cutter. We have all the dinosaurs in one isolated location. I don't know how.
It's a money grab.
All the bad dinosaurs are in an isolated location. The only dinosaurs that are in the real world is Blue. Blue, the one lone raptor, and pterodactyls. That's it. And the pterodactyls don't eat people. Oh, and the mosasaur, which they really fumbled the bag with that. They could have had the mosasaur going through the ocean, tearing things up. That would have been hard. I would have loved to see a bunch of ships. You know, we got a shortage of seafood because every time we put a ship out there, these mosasaurs are just tearing them up. That would have been great. You know, now we got to construct an underwater. We got to construct an underwater type of vessel that we can combat this dinosaur with or catch it. Now we can get them out of the wild. No, they just really messed this movie up. There was no way to fumble this movie, and they figured a way to do it.
Like I said, man, they did it the last time, and they knew that last one was so trash. They said, well, we got to get people in the seats, so we're going to get Jeff Goldblum, we're going to get the girl, and we're going to get... old Grant, Sam whatever Neill. His name is. Yeah, Sam Neill. Get him back in here. We're going to get all the original back in, and we're going to, get people in the seats. And that's what they tried to do.
It's terrible, man.
Another terrible sequel? Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
Transformers anything but the first one. They're all terrible. They're all terrible now, sequels.
The one with Mark Wahlberg, the first one with him, I think it's okay. You know what I'm saying? If it was like the second movie, it probably would have been that bad.
Is that the digital Transformers?
Yeah, that's the one.
Nah,
the
first that's, one trash to go digital. That's trash too. That's trash. That's trash. That's trash. Now we transform with digitals? Nah, I'm good. That's not transforming. You just morphing. Lazy. I didn't know. All those movies are terrible. The last one with the with Hannibal in it, terrible. The movies are bad. What is the one where he was riding a dinosaur? Is that the digital one too with Mark Wahlberg?
I think so. The last two, I think, were Mark Wahlberg. Last two or three.
Yeah, and then you know I've never been able to stay awake long enough to watch Bumblebee. So I didn't even watch.
Bumblebee was okay, especially the beginning takes it right back to the 80s cartoon. It's okay. Awesome. That whole beginning opening scene, it was awesome.
Oh, where they're on they're actually on their planet. Yeah, I do remember that. And I wanted to watch that movie because I like Hailee Steinfeld. I think she's, like, super pretty. So I was like, oh, I can watch this. And I fell asleep. I woke up, it was over. I was like, oh, all right, well.
Hailee Steinfeld, so you loved her in Hawkeye then, huh?
No, I definitely didn't watch Hawkeye at all. I don't watch any Disney shows. None. The only one I watched was WandaVision. I forced myself to stay awake on Captain America or Falcon Winter Soldier. There we go. I forced myself to stay through that because that was low-key a boring show. Especially when they had my boy Bucky getting beat up and pieced up by new super soldiers. Like, this is the Winter Soldier. I don't care if he's a good guy or not. Bucky got hands. So there's no reason Bucky's getting beat up by Supergirl who wants to save the world with her her pro-blackness. Like, the British girl is pro-black. Just a stupid thing. And then Captain America. Yeah, he's Captain America with no super soldier serum. Goofy. Super duper goofy. That doesn't make any sense. Like, why?
He got the super soldier serum in him now.
Not at all.
Remember he took it, remember? When he beat that dude with the shield, with the blood on the shield.
Did he take it?
Yeah, he did take it. He took one of them new ones.
Oh, I must have fell asleep then. Or I don't know. I must have missed that scene. I did not know that he took it.
U.S. agent. Yep.
The U.S. agent. Yeah, I know. I'm talking about Sam.
Oh, you're talking about Sam. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. He's Captain America, but he has no powers. Like, that's goofy.
Yeah, that is kind of weak. Just keep him.
You saw how he got strong. He was just throwing the shield around, and then eventually he was just strong enough to catch it, and he could throw it this way, throw it that way. He just working himself up. Like,
then he was strong enough to throw it into a tree.
Yeah.
Ain't no way in the world.
I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, this is, I get it. The super soldier serum is supposed to put you at peak human conditioning, but Sam is not going to become a peak human in 3 weeks. Like, that's silly. And then now he's Cap. Everybody at work, oh man, you're just being kind of biased, man. It's kind of cool. You gotta at least like that suit. Like, I do. I think the suit that he had was pretty cool, but like,
it's not cool because, like, and that's another thing I don't like. We already have an established black character with his own story, his own, you know, his own character, his own story in Falcon. Now we got to make him a tokenized white character. Like, I don't get that. Like, just be Falcon and Winter Soldier. Why couldn't that just be the story? They were or call them friends of Cap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They have, to me, it wrote itself. They was with him the whole time. They just could have followed up, picked up the pieces. And he took over as well.
It would have been better for me to. It would have been better if Bucky became Captain America.
Right, because he has literally some version of Super Soldier
there,
Serum.
There, and to me, that's not even tokenizing the character. That's a mantle. That's literally a mantle switch. Bucky was already in the army before Cap. He was motivating Cap to be that cool guy. He wanted to be just like Bucky. They were best friends. My best friend died. Okay, I got the Super Soldier Serum. I got these hands. I'm not a bad guy anymore. Story are complete. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Instead, we got Bucky in counseling trying to be good. Stupid. Like,
trying to get funding for his property, trying to get some money, struggling financially.
Like, that's crazy. And then Sam, you know, oh yeah, you're a superhero. You're supposed to be rich and give back to the black community. Like, what are we doing? It's ridiculous.
There hasn't been one good Disney show, you know, like Loki. I watched it and it's the same, you know, basically
Bait Switch. I'm not giving that a chance. I'm not even trying to get at a chance. I gave WandaVision a chance because I like WandaVision. I thought WandaVision was WandaVision. Cool.
But, like, that's another one. They admit that they didn't know. Like, when the writer said she had never heard of Mephisto and didn't understand why people were upset about the Ralph Boner Petro switch. Like, what are you talking about? Like, why are you even on the show?
Yeah, that's terrible hiring on Marvel's end. And then also, I don't understand why we got a Ralph Boner joke.
I got you say Boner.
Like, what? What are we doing here?
If that's what they're going to do, they can hire anybody off the street. Hey, you don't know nothing about this character? Cool, come tell a story. Like, what do you do? What do you have source material for?
Yeah. It's awesome.
I don't get that. That's why it's so frustrating. I don't mind taking the spin. Like I was like when I texted y'all earlier about Kraven the Hunter, but Thanos, like, Endgame still works with the whole him being misguided and thinking he has to kill people to create resources. It still works with that. Even though that wasn't the original story, it could still work with that. I can deal with subtle changes.
Yeah, because he's still the same character at the end of the day. But Kraven the Hunter is an animal lover? Excuse me? His name is Kraven the Hunter.
Exactly. That makes absolutely no sense.
Like, Kraven the Hunter loves animals. So is he going to be a vegan too? Like, no, I guarantee you. Oh my gosh.
He's going to be vegan.
He's going to be vegan. No, and he's going to push plant-based because he lives in the wild. I've learned since I regained my abilities and lived out here in the wild. I've watched the elephants. I've watched the monkeys and the apes. No lions and tigers. He only watched the animals that eat plants.
I saw one of the TikTok comments talking about, you know, this is not as far-fetched. You know, hunters actually do their part in preserving the wildlife. Sometimes they have to hunt and all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, that's a more natural thing. They don't wear lion pelts and the fangs around their neck to show off their kills.
Yeah, that too. So I guess he's not gonna have that.
He'll have it. That was just his pet friend that got killed. He just wears it in his honor.
That was his animal friend
that got killed.
And we'll get the backstory. They were walking through the jungle together and
a hunter
came out of nowhere.
A poacher did it.
because of the poachers, he no longer. Oh, that'll be it. I used to hunt animals. And then my friend was killed by poaching, and I vowed to never hurt another animal again. Like, it's all stupid.
I don't get why they keep doing, like, Sony keeps doing these Spider-Man villains. Like, they're villains, and then you're taking a villain and giving the villain a villain, trying to make the villain a good guy.
Yeah, like, why is Morbius a good guy?
Why is Venom a good guy? Like, Venom does go back and forth, but still. Venom's origin is bad. Evil.
Yeah. Venom's only supposed to go back and forth after he gets pieced up by Spider-Man.
Exactly. You know, they did Venom, Morbius, now Kraven. Like, I don't want to see villain stories and they not be villains.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to tell a villain story,
Doc Ock's going to be good. And then Shocker's going to be good. And who's that other dude? Chameleon. He going to be good. You know, he shapeshifts to stop crime, not do it. So it's all stupid at this point. Sony's just like, hey, people are buying it. And you know, the crazy thing is, like, they're lying to us now. These movies are actually flopping. They're not making their money back.
And I'm glad you pointed that up, because people get caught up in the money that they're making, but not looking at that money against the budget. That's why they're losing.
Yeah, they're flopping bad, and they put Morbius back out in theaters, and it flopped again. Like, it's Morbin time. You know your movie's bad if the star of the movie is in on the meme. Like, and Jared Leto, like, he just don't need to touch any more comic book movies. You're not built for it. You're bad. Any movie that Jared Leto's in, it just doesn't do well. Except for that last scene in Batman, that was hard. That was actually pretty dope.
That was.
You know, that was a good Joker take, but I don't know where that was in the rest of the movies, but hey, go crazy. And even DC, the only thing that I can say that Batman vs. Superman did, it gave us real Batman. That warehouse scene is the best Batman fight ever, and I don't think it'll ever be topped. That was awesome. Batman was giving them boys the work.
I mean, he did find some superhuman strength, but I'll allow it.
I will take it. That's fine. Because he was giving them boys the business. He did throw that crate kind of easy, though.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He tapped into a little superhuman extraterrestrial strength, but I'll allow it.
Like, that was great. Then he threw that Batman
was in the comic book world as opposed to, you know, Chris Nolan. his Batman wasn't in the comic book world.
Yeah. And yeah, without Heath Ledger, without the Joker, those movies are terrible. Even the Bane one, you know, because Bane's strength, I don't even know if it came from the Venom or I don't even know.
Yeah, he was strong. He was a wrestler and all that stuff. And then, yeah, the Venom thing did enhance his strength.
No, I'm just talking about in the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was. We don't know his backstory. As far as we know, he was the prisoner. He was a prisoner in that thing, and then he got out. And he's super smart, mm-hmm. and now he can fight. That was the backstory. That's why people be like the Nolan.
And really?
Like, no, it's
terrible. We don't even know if he's super smart, because it was
Al Ghul's plan. It was Talia's plan.
Talia's plan, you know what I'm saying? So we don't even know how smart he actually was.
Yeah, that's true. And then on top of that, Catwoman's the one that brought him to Bane, isn't it?
Brought Bruce Wayne to Bane.
Uh-huh. So yeah, technically he was led by women. It was woke. It was woke. The women were the leaders.
I didn't like that, because Talia al Ghul did love Bruce Wayne. And even like in the comic books, you know, the reason why Ra's al Ghul doesn't always try to kill Bruce Wayne is because he wants him to be a successor. Like, he likes Bruce, and Talia likes him too. You know, it's like a whole weird relationship.
Yeah. That's why I say the Nolan series is terrible to me. Outside of Heath Ledger, that series is very meh. You're not gonna watch those movies again. Nobody's watching Batman Begins. You can say you are, but nobody's watching Batman Begins. Nobody cares. You know, like, was it a good origin story? Yeah, I like seeing the League of Assassins piece, but the villain.
Yeah, that part hadn't been seen before, and I think that was dope for cinema. But the actual
villain, trash. Scarecrow, trash. And then the second movie, he got lit in the face with the electricity, or was that the first one? I don't know. It was funny, but Katie Holmes also was terrible in that movie. Whoever she was supposed to be. I guess she was supposed to be Rachel.
Yeah, she was Rachel Dawes. Katie Holmes is not cute.
She just looks funny. Wait, Katie Holmes ain't cute. What do you think, Maggie Gyllenhaal?
neither one of them are, but you know. Neither one of them
Maggie
are.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, how your brother look better than you? That's terrible. That is terrible. That is absolutely terrible. Like, she is not attractive at all. And I seen, what is that movie called? Mr. Robot? No. Donnie Darko. She ain't cute in that movie either. And they were young. They were young. So there was no excuse back then. Like, nah, she's just not attractive.
I think she was cuter in Donnie Darko than she is now.
Yeah, that's for sure. But yeah, no. But another movie, I mean, another thing I haven't seen is Stranger Things, but I keep seeing everybody talk about it, so I think I'm going to jump on Stranger Things and go ahead and knock that out.
Like I said, I watched the first season, and then the second season, I was like, it just seemed like it was more of the same, but I muscled through the second season, the third season. I mean, like I said, it got good. But this last season, man, like, it makes all of that you go through with the second and third season, not that they're trash or anything. And, like, third season has one of the epic moments in television, I think. And it's just out of nowhere. Once you see it, you realize what I'm talking about.
You talking about for Stranger Things?
Yeah, for Stranger Things. But then the fourth season starts to explain why all this is going on and how this happened. So I thought that's kind of cool.
Oh, so now you get to know why everybody has powers and all that stuff.
Right. You get to know what's going on.
Okay. And then they don't even talk about the Upside Down anymore, right?
It's mentioned, but it's like it's different, though. Like, in every season, the Upside Down has some sort of different element.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I'm going to have to start watching that because I want to watch that. And I want to. The crazy thing is I used to always tell everybody I don't do TV shows. I do movies. But movies are getting so terrible now, I have to watch TV shows because the movies, the quality of them is just terrible.
But they're doing us dirty on these releasing once a week. Like, are you watching The Boys right now?
Yes.
The Boys is amazing right now. Like, I wish the whole season was out. Like, it's just because Homelander is losing it.
Yeah, he is. And credit to that dude who plays Homelander. I hate him. I hate that guy.
Like, my coworker said they might be trying to phase him out because I think he got into a domestic violence thing overseas, so they might be trying to, you know, end him. Well, he said he don't know.
Well, Homelander is supposed to die anyway, but in the comics he dies. I think they kill him off or something. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, you can't do anything in real life anymore and have a career. So,
mm-hmm.
But no, I like it. I like what's going on with them. You know, I love how Preach. Wait, is it Preach? Or is it Bishop? What is his name? Bishop or Preach?
Who?
No, Butcher. There we go. Yeah. I like how Butcher has to go against his own, you know what I'm saying? Like, he turned it against his own ways because he's like, man, this is the only way. You can't beat him, join him, and you got to do it. Like, I like that.
You saw the last episode, right?
Yeah, with Huey. I like Huey now because yeah. Huey was getting on my nerves. He was acting like a little, yeah, I ain't like that. He was getting on my nerves, you know, being scared.
His girl, like, she getting on my – his girl's getting him, Starlight's getting on my nerves. I don't need you to save me. Like, man, she don't understand. That's emasculating that Homelander just talking – just bumping the top, you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
You can't do absolutely nothing.
There's literally nothing that can be done. I'll blow your brain out. Like, literally. Like, no, you don't understand. And I like Huey's power. You know, he's just I think he's Nightcrawler. I think.
Yeah, he was teleporting.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. He just
and then he healed fast, too, though, because remember his arm was broke, so when he first took it, his arm healed.
Oh, that's right. But I don't know. But I want to know what's going on with Wolverine, whatever her name is, because she didn't heal.
Oh yeah, she didn't heal.
So I want to know what's going on. I think she took something.
No, or maybe that's the weapon. Maybe when you get blasted by a Soldier Boy, whatever his little blast does, because remember she got blasted.
Oh.
Maybe it nullifies your power for a window or something. That's what I was thinking.
That could be it, because they said that it was a gun that did it. So yeah, maybe it's Soldier Boy. Maybe he is the gun, and maybe whatever he must have exploded and hit himself with it, and then they were able to capture him.
Yeah, that would make sense because I think that's key that, you know, nobody's talking about how she didn't heal. What happened? I think is that blast might either nullify or give you a window to you know, it like turns off your powers for a while. We'll know if her powers just all of a sudden come back.
Yeah.
Then maybe that blast disables your powers for window, which will give them an opportunity to put Homelander away.
Yeah, and at this point, I'm not gonna lie, I need them to kill A-Train and I need them to kill the Deep.
Yeah, A-Train, yeah, he let me down.
Yeah,
you know,
he 100% let me down.
He is just so, like, you know, first you snitched and then you sent up there, like, you brought that dude to the little rally, like, you don't even really have your powers, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and then, like, he got his boy killed. I think it's his brother, actually.
I think that was his brother. I don't know. Did he die or he got his back, bro? Like, his back was broke.
Yeah, he can't walk again. Yeah, but either way, like, you're just doing everything stupid at this point. You know, right, you pretend like you're offended, but you want Homelander to like you.
So you know Homelander is crazy and unstable, and you still siding with him.
Yeah, I'm not here for it. I do like the fact that we got that backstory on Black Noir too. That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool with him. That's why he's all burned up.
Yeah, my man should have wore his helmet.
But then going back to Billy, you talking about him abandoning everything when he was telling Maeve, "I got to kill the whole lot of you." Then he wound up sleeping with her. Kill all
y'all. I was confused. Because I looked down and I looked up and I was like, "Is that Maeve?" Like, I was like, "No way, that's Maeve." I was like, "Man, this dude Butcher, man, he don't know what he want to do." And then Mother's Milk, man, I don't know what's going on with my man. He got some anxiety problems. He need to take some pills, man. He needs a Prozac or something. That man, he made me worried. I feel like Laz Alonso really got heart conditions or something. That man is acting. He is acting like that. I get nervous when he start getting. Oh man, you can, it's like you can feel his heart beating faster or something. Like, so I hope he ends up taking an injection too, though. That would be pretty cool.
I hope they all do, you know.
Like, that'd be cool.
Frenchie's gonna have to do something because that Russian lady, you know, is about to be a pain in his side.
Yeah, I can't believe Frenchie got kidnapped like that. But he was all in love in the moment, so I get it. He wasn't paying attention to nothing. He was just happy.
But yeah, man, like, this season is actually pretty good on the boys. I like what they're doing with the what is it, would you call it evolution or de-evolution of Homelander? Because like when he went off at the crowd and told like the truth,
it's the evolution,
and the people,
it's low loved key. It's low key woke if you're being honest, because it's actually it's the way you're supposed to do it. They're including things that are real, like those white boys when they see that. You see how what's his name? Mother's Milk's daughter, her stepdad, you know, he liked the Proud Boys. You know, he saw that on TV and he's like, oh yeah. Yeah, I'm above you. You guys are like that. He's empowering those losers, you know, like, yeah, I like Homelander. So I think that's the subtle way that you're supposed to include quote unquote politics and real world things. You're supposed to include it in your story, but don't beat somebody over the head with it. And I think that they're doing that in a great way.
And yeah, I mean, it's in there, but like, to me, it's almost like they're not taking it serious. They just do it just because.
Yeah.
You know, because I remember they had to get Maeve was gay. What was the last season, I think, or the season before, whatever.
And that's just
and that was kind of disaway. You know, that went away. She's sleeping with Billy.
Yeah, like that's just out of there. So I like this show. I think that the people behind this show and the people behind Invincible, you know, they're doing it right. You know, they're giving us an actual story and stuff is just happening. But
oh man, that first episode with the dude that shrunk down, the little Ant-Man.
Yeah,
version,
that was
and
crazy.
And went into that guy's penis.
That was crazy.
Get to the prostate. And then he sneezed. I was like, oh man, this is insane.
Oh, that's a terrible way to die. But that's how they could have beat Thanos. Ant-Man could have went into his ear.
He could have
went in Thanos' ear. Zoop, got him. Easy peasy. But nah, that was wild. And then he dropped him in that bag of coke. That man overdoses, throwing up and stuff. That was hilarious. But I think he's not dead. I think they're gonna bring him. I think he's like essential to something. I could have sworn they needed him for something, but I don't know. But we'll see. But that was me and my uncle having a great conversation about comic books, movies, sequels, all that good stuff, man. Somebody once complained and said that I don't do enough movie content. So there's a whole hour of movie content, man. And again, these are my views. I don't have all the answers. Maybe you do. We thank you for being part of Radical Jack's Views. Y'all already know what it is, man. Follow me at Jack This Tweet. I'm gone.